come to you on this solemn occasion here in December 2024 to let you know that as the royal family of Secret Monkey Rock are about to unveil a special episode. You can take off your hats now, by the way. We don't wear these around the house. We were on the Councils podcast in October. They invited us into their virtual home and had a nice little time with them. What do you remember about that? Any highlights?
They're all very pleasant people. I just enjoyed talking to them and getting their advice and experience.
Yeah, it was a really great time. You know, if we ever get the opportunity to go on their podcast again, I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
And they were just so friendly and really easy to talk to.
We got to talk about Dark Shadows of all things, which was nice. So you'll see. It's up in the upcoming little piece of footage we have here. We have their permission. Anyway, we'd like to give you all the greetings here from Monkeyville, Monkey Land, and our Monkey Kingdom at Secret Monkey Headquarters. And
Yay!
Anyway, enjoy. We'll see you soon. Bye. We have to make our royal exit. I'm sorry.
Hi everybody, we're underway.
Hello.
We're talking about Susan's history of carpet and vinyls. We got caught into that little talk, okay. But so
do we have a guest today? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
We do have a guest today.
Okay, talk about global. I was just reminding myself.
I'm just saying, we got 7 minutes. If they're on time, if they're rock and roll late, we probably have 10.
So Secret Monkey Weekend on their way here.
Should we tell them who it is? Secret Monkey Weekend. Now that is a name. I have to tell you.
Monkey Weekend.
And not only that, is that their name, but on their record that they put out in 22 is a song, Do the Secret Monkey. Now we're never gonna have Do the Council, okay? it's not gonna happen. But they have Do the Secret Monkey. Now my one question is it also a dance like most of those? If you heard it sounds like
Freddy
Freddy and all the things. Yeah. Gotta ask him about that.
Yeah, I like that
on their new record. So it is the next guest in our series of family bands. This is a family band.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. So we're gonna have one a month. We're committing now. We are back on having guests.
We're committing to one a month.
Yeah. No, so, one family band.
And Jefferson. Ahead. Jefferson Hart is the stepdad.
Yep.
Along with the girls, Lila and Ella.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they're a trip.
It's a trippy story, and you get to hear it. And by the way, we're going to have guests soon enough, I think, hopefully, where we get to tell you who next week's guest is. Then you can.
Are we really getting that pulled together?
You could go to Secret Monkey Weekend. If we said next week we're having Secret Monkey Weekend, then by that time you can hear their songs and you can read their bios and get ready for our episode with them. It'd be very cool. Very cool. Hang it like a screen.
Secret Monkey Weekend. OMG.
I was wondering if we're going to get
three. They're the monkeys always monkeying around. They're
the girls and the guy.
The girls and the guy, hold on, they're getting their act together. They're seeing how they look, the sound,
we
everything.
Hear them yet?
No, we haven't stopped talking.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, man, Ella's going to have to, you guys can back up. You know, Ella's going to have to, how you doing?
That's true. We're just going to hug each other.
Yeah.
You guys could do the V formation. Me, Bob, and Paul do that a lot. Like the middle guy, like Jefferson, you pull back, and then the girls come up.
That's perfect. We have Ella now.
That makes sense.
No, it's the V formation. Look, check it out.
There we go.
Try to get three heads in a square for my whole life.
There you go.
Their family band tip right off the top.
We're the inverse of the Cowsills, where the dad joins the band instead.
I think it's awesome. Yeah. Welcome, Secret Weekend.
Listen, let me tell you, since you brought that up first, that's one of the early things we read about Secret Monkey Weekend is dad joined the band. So the council's first reaction to that is immediately fire dad.
There were thoughts of that. I think, do you want to tell how Laura saved the day?
Yeah, so, you know, the band started kind of just as us practicing in our music room here.
Learning drums
and bass. And then Jeff said, oh, you know, you should get a kid to join on guitar. And my mom was like, no, it should be a family thing. Because, I mean, he's our teacher. So I'm glad we did that, because I think it'd be a lot better for a child.
Or they could just have a baby.
Yeah. And by the way, Jeff, the Secret Monkey Weekend is Jeff in the middle there, obviously.
Jefferson
Lila
Hart.
Lila and Ella are his stepdaughters, adopted stepdaughters. So this is our family band of the month here, Secret Monkey Weekend. Now, just real quick, and then Susan, you can ask things. But the very first thing people keep asking me when they heard you were on is, are you related to The Weeknd?
The Weeknd?
I've heard of them. There's actually a band near here called The Weeknd, like they're French or something. I don't know who came first, but I have heard of The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is a solo artist.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to this. I love it.
And look, I'm so out of it. I thought Bob was just being kind of funny and punny, I didn't really think there was a Weeknd band at all. So that's how I operate.
You don't know The Weeknd?
No, I don't know The Weeknd. I didn't know who REM was when I met Peter either. These are just how I roll. Now, may I take over and do my early day thing, you guys?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hi. Welcome to the Cowsill Podcast, the Secret Monkey Weekend.
Hello.
And Jefferson, I'm so sorry it took so long, but we have been busier than we've ever been.
Well, I've been following you, and I knew how busy you were with all the tours and cruises and stuff.
Yeah, it was really wacky. But listen, I mean, we kind of know how y'all got started, but our listening audience does not. So music was in your house for your whole lives growing up. Is that not correct, Lila and Ella?
Yeah, our dad was a drummer, and he was in, I want to say about 20 bands sometimes. It was quite a bit. So music was always in our lives. We started on piano. But eventually after our dad passed away and Jeff came into our lives and started dating our mother, he helped us nurture that. And I think we found that piano wasn't for us. And I started gravitating towards bass. Started gravitating towards drums.
Yeah.
Lila was 7 and Ella was 12 at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, as long as I can remember, there's always been an instrument in at least one instrument in the room of every room of the house.
I saw that in your documentary. And like, let me ask you this, you guys, when you were coming up as little guys, and I usually ask all our artists this, other than music, which was clearly in your life because dad was who he was a professional musician, did you guys, either one of you, have something else you thought you might want to do as a career, or was it more like, and if so, what? Because I love to know that. And or was it more it was happening and you knew right off the bat this is what you want to do?
Well, I'm a senior in college. I'm studying history, so I want to go into the museum field maybe someday.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's always kind of been one of my big passions.
Cool.
Lila.
I've always done a lot of visual art, like drawing, painting, and for a long time as a kid, I was like, that's what I want to do as a career. But as I'm getting older, I'm just kind of like, it's more something I like to do as
a hobby.
An outlet.
Yeah.
Whereas music, I could see myself
playing. Actually having it as a career.
Yeah.
And as much as I do enjoy it, I mean, I don't think I'd want to do like my art as a career because I think I'd just get burned out.
Well, yeah. You have all the time in the world to go back to that if you ever felt like it too. You guys are in a great position to like rock this out now and then do whatever you want for the rest of your lives. So my brother's
just
chomping.
You just got to keep the guy in the middle healthy.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're in our 70s here, and we can't stop. And so you guys will be, if you're really into this, it's going to be a long haul.
Yeah, which is awesome. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jeff, I have a question. Sure. How excited were you? Because from the way I read it, Lila and Ella decided on bass and drums in a very natural way. And, yes. And especially, I think, Lila has an even deeper connection than just a stepdad. She's going to go to the dad and have even a DNA connection. But how excited were you that these two girls decided to be your rhythm section? Because of all the things a guitarist needs, it's that bass and drummer, and you got it. You had it right there, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it just, this very room we're in is where it started, and there was a piano, a drum kit. I think I had already bought Ella a bass amp at that point. So yeah, we were in here playing all kinds of covers just to get things worked out. And gosh, where am I going with this? I think just the fact that I'm always used to being in a band with a better guitar player than me.
I mean, you had a tight rhythm. I mean, I know why you're wondering, Bob, because you're a musician.
And we all... A violin and a flute, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, I always made sure that in all of my grown-up bands, as I call them, there's always a guitar player who's far better than me, because I can just concentrate on the singing and just playing the rhythm and the chords. But in this band, they became such a good rhythm section that I could actually start focusing on learning to play some leads and, you know, little Pete Townsend pieces that will carry, or Peter Buck type pieces, you know, to get a song from beginning to end. So they've made me a better player. And now what we play, we just play as a trio now. We used to have Peter Holzapfel play keyboards with us.
Who?
He's been very busy though. Yeah. But we've often had Peter with us, and he's recorded with us, and then a fellow named Tim Smith who plays with us occasionally. But you know, Peter was the one person who said, "I think your best sound is a trio."
Wow, cool.
I took that as wise input, and I think he may be right.
I think you can keep the family bond.
Yeah.
Is Peter the keyboard player on your record? On the All the Time in the World?
Yes. Yeah, he plays on 4 tracks, and then Tim, the other guy who plays with his son, played on the other 4 tracks. Mm-hmm.
And also, is it not also the case that Mr. Don Dixon has been involved, who is the one of the early REM producer guys, dear friend of mine, and Russ and Peter's and all of ours?
Oh, yeah. Don just took Ella and Lila under his wing, and they got to meet Marty Jones as well. And they've been
power couple.
There have been times where I've been either chatting on the phone with Don or texting, and I mentioned that we had been in touch, and he said, "Oh, my gosh, I know them well."
Yes, we're dear friends.
Yeah, he's a super guy. We saw him as recently as, gosh, I saw him play not long ago. He was in town for something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he played on our album, played at our CD party.
So you have an album that a recent album y'all made, and
it's not out yet. We're shopping it, which is the first time I've ever done that. So it's going kind of slow. I've only sent it to 3 labels that where I actually know people at. But I'm going to spend the next 6 months maybe trying to shop it.
Or maybe in the meantime, 2022, isn't that when you put out All the Time in the World, that album?
Mm-hmm. I think the summer or late spring.
That's out there now. You can find that music out there now with these folks. Now, listen, since I've got the square, in the spirit of you believe everything you read on the internet, I need to read you a quote. Because as I'm researching your story, it sends me here and there and here and there and everywhere. Well, at one of my stops, it said this. Now, I know it says that you cut your teeth on Queen, White Stripes, and the Rolling Stones, and I'm going, you're darn right, especially as a trio. But then in the next article, it said, they started playing shows covering the likes of the Beach Boys, the Ramones, the Cowsills, and George Jones. Now, do you really think you ever tried a Cowsill song?
Yeah, we've actually played... The Rain in the Park and other things was, I think, maybe as far back as 2018.
Not that far. It was like
2019.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Peter actually played.
Honored. We are honored.
Yeah.
We can't believe it. No one, there's never going to be a Cow Sills tribute band. You know what I'm saying? We're not that band.
Anybody does it, BS, because I'm one of the true believers. I mean, you know, the three of you, John, Barry, Bill, I know you well. I really do.
Yeah, we saw you, me and him, we saw you guys at Happy Together at the Carolina Theater.
2019.
Yeah, in 2019.
Yeah, in
Durham. Okay, cool. Oh.
I cried during Indian Lake. I just couldn't help myself.
You're probably the only guy there doing that.
Well, so by the sound of it, Bob, by the sound of it, guys, so this is a very serious endeavor for you guys, right? I mean, you guys go to school, right? You're a senior in college. And Lila, what? How old are you and what grade are you in?
I just turned 17 and I'm in my junior year of high school. I am homeschooled, so it does make, you know, being able to play music a lot easier.
Okay.
Sure.
Makes rehearsals.
That was one of my questions. How is that all going? You know, you got to keep everything going. All the fires have to be lit. And so, cool.
Ella was really smart. She finished high school a year early, so even during her senior year of high school, she was taking community college classes or college classes. Cool. And then and I guess her fellow classmates were still in 12th grade. She was, again, at community college, and she transferred to a state university right down the road. So
So she is. I've never had to, like, live away from home, which is really nice for the band so that we can.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Now, do you guys play out on weekends? Do you do tour runs? What do you do?
We did, just like this year, for example, we did Richmond and Philadelphia in one weekend. And gosh, I think we did Asheville, Winston-Salem, and Carrboro, three straight shows a couple of months ago. But, you know, we'll go to Baltimore, D.C. We've been to Atlanta, Athens, played with the Pylon people.
Now, do you ever have trouble? So Lila's 17 now. Like, do you have trouble playing? Do you have club issues because underage or anything like that?
Only one bar said that we couldn't get in because of that. And I think Lila was maybe 15 then. So
generally, we haven't had issues with booking venues at bars. I do feel very safe because I have a lot of people looking out for me.
And mom.
Yeah, I mean, I think most bars see that both parents are there. So they're like... Yeah. You know, it's fine.
You know, it was a thing for us, obviously. In fact, some of the very earliest gigs that my two brothers, Barry and John, played, it was in a very large hotel, but it was being run as a venue, and they were up in a room that they had. Bob, tell how the boys played their instruments. They couldn't be in the room, so they played from a bedroom upstairs, and the wires went down to the amps. What happened, Bob?
Brother Bill and I were on the stage, visual to everybody.
Yeah.
And coming into the speakers from a room above the stage, because they were underage at the age of 8 and 10, were Barry and John. And we literally had the drum set set up there, and his bass guitar was set up there, and we piped it. Look, this is rudimentary sound now, but it was the best that was going. And we piped it into the room and did the show that way. And that's
Sounds like what you had to
do if you're very, very young. Now, hey, Lila, but I got a question for Lila. You know, the internet says that your first solo performance was Yellow Submarine at the age of... So do you still sing Yellow Submarine at the age of 17?
I don't think I've sung it since then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you're the drummer, so it would be cool. You could do the Ringo thing. Come on.
Yeah, I think
it was a duo with your dad.
Yeah, I know how I met... He played with our dad.
A guitar drum duo. He played a suitcase drum kit, which was
And he used to. I used to come along to a lot of shows just because I had nowhere else to be, I guess. And so Jeff would be like, "Let's include Ella." So the only song I knew all the words to was "Yellow Submarine." So that kind of became our tradition and sing along.
Aww.
Yeah.
Precious.
Well,
So
listen.
I have a question and just kind of a thought, you know. So here you guys are, you're venturing out, you've got your new album coming out, you got a great album. I love the other album, actually. I was listening
Oh,
to a bunch of stuff
amazing.
there. I mean, crazy. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of influences in there, you know. But being that you do have the interest of the REM's, what was he, their producer?
Foundation, yeah.
So are you guys going to try to open up for some big bands? I mean, do you guys have a guise on that as far as how you're going to want to get out there? Because, you know, the whole thing, the hardest thing is to get into all the millions of people's ears and eyes. I mean, even the best of the best only get to a certain amount where you need something like, you know, like the REM guy or even Peter, you know, to open up for some of these acts. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, even though Don Dixon has been involved on our first album that is out and then the one that's yet to be released, we have done shows, and that's kind of been one of our philosophies, is to play with people that either I loved when I was their age or people I've played with. And a good example is Chris Stamey. We played a show with Chris.
Oh, cool.
Salem from the DBs. And let's see. I don't think we've done anything opening for Peter. Oh, Will Rigby has actually sat in and played tambourine with us.
DB's drummer, y'all. Filling the void in.
Yep.
Cool, cool. Okay. Well, you're circulating in the right circles anyway.
There's some regional bands like the Connells. We've opened for them.
Oh, I love the Connells.
Yeah.
Southern Culture on the Skids.
Too bad Jolene's not still playing. You guys would fit with them well.
Remember them, yeah, in Charlotte. And Hope Nichols from Fetch and Bones. We played several shows with her band.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Oh, cool.
That helped. By the way, we travel well. We have this big red van, and if it's anywhere 8 hours and you need an opener, we'll be happy to.
offering up. Okay.
Rubber to the road.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah.
You know, Lila, you're only 17, but you are quoted on the internet now. Your wise, wise words from your mom.
She an influencer.
Elisa says it, Lila said this, that the most important part of all of this is to have fun.
Yes!
And you know
Mic
what?
Drop.
That is our philosophy, too. And most of our fun, we admit, we grew up with it, and you do, too, is on stage, is in a show. Is in front of an audience and having fun and pulling that off every night. It's a lot of fun. So I'm glad you guys think that way too.
Yes. Because really, I mean, fame and fortune, you know, they're hard to come by. But if you're having fun and you get to keep having fun, then that's the only reason to really be doing it, really. Yeah. And the other stuff will fall in if it's going to fall in. But if you guys are really having fun, that's just terrific because it makes music so great to do.
Yeah, I'm going to miss not playing for a while. We decided to take a 6-month hiatus just so they could get on with their school. Because this is the first time in 7 or 8 years where we didn't have shows booked. And I thought, well, I can use this time to shop the record, but also maybe we could write some, but also they can focus on the school. But we did play a party 2 days ago for a friend. It was our last show, but we did a public show like the night before.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss not playing because it's such a buzz and such a charge. And when we play well,
you can get back to it. And I think it's like Paul said, got to have all the fires lit. So you guys, you know, you're young and it's important. I did not have any other options but music. So it's always good to have something to fall back on. What, Bob?
You can find all of this information on Secret Monkey Weekend online, of course. I mean, you type those words in, only one thing is going to come up.
Only one group of people come up.
And man, you can watch them play. You can watch them perform. They got a good little documentary, a PBS thing
really
was
fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Can listen to the spot check the album, and there's one song where they sound like my boyfriend's back at the background too to me. Anyway, you know, but it was the Laura. It's about your mom, I think.
Yeah, Laura Joe.
Laura Joe. Yeah.
So the background girls and Laura Joe sound to me like the girls in my boyfriend's back from the 1960s.
What was that song written about? It was written about your mom.
It really, one of the first lines in the song is this song. I wrote the song as I was pulling in the driveway, and that's exactly what happened. And I just came in and finished it. And I think it was probably about,
2020, I think.
yeah, it was during the pandemic, I think, when I wrote
Oh,
it. Yeah.
okay.
That's
I
think I
great.
remember the day you
Yeah,
finished. You came to the door and you were like, "I have a song," and I was like, "You do?"
And was that good news?
Yeah. There have been some songs that Laura thought they were about her, but I can't really say for sure they were. Sometimes things just happen, and maybe subconsciously they were, but this was the first one I set out to write about my wife.
Yeah. Her middle name and my middle name too is Joubert, but a lot of people they can't pronounce it. So we got
Laura Jo.
Laura Jo.
Laura Jo. They southern it up a bit.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's from New Orleans. She grew up there in Bayou St. John,
Oh,
and
yeah.
her mother taught English at Tulane, and her dad,
Come on.
professor, UNO,
You
he's a
know.
history professor at UNO, and
New
they moved
Orleans,
up here.
love her away from me, please. What do you got, Bob Bureau?
Just want to say on that song, in particular, you get the contrast of what's different about Secret Monkey Weekend, because you got Jeff there, and it's just beautiful, you know. And then these girls come in, okay, with this really youth movement sound to it, and the contrast is real stark and
That's
real
really
cool,
cool.
and it doesn't exist really much anywhere, actually, the
Yeah,
difference
very
between
unique, y'all.
the
Yeah.
dad and the daughters here. Yeah, it's very cool, very
Dads
cool.
with daughters. That's awesome.
Well, we're a tight bunch, and they're my best friends. And it's so funny. We'll be out just taking a walk, or we'll be doing something together, and I'm going, "What other bands are actually doing this? What
Yeah,
other
cow
bands
sills.
have their toes in the creek, or are going to get ice cream together?" It's like,
Going
not
to a movie.
yeah,
Cow sills.
it's great.
That's
We're
awesome,
still doing
y'all.
it 60 years later. We are still doing it.
Another question for you, and I mentioned it in an email a while back. When you guys were young, did you go to that the Dark Shadows house in Newport?
Oh, sure.
Gosh,
It's
that
at the
was
end,
right.
okay, guys, at the end of Bellevue. So you're going down Bellevue, and then it kind of stops, and then the it turns to the right and kind of peters out because the
Familiar,
walk.
yeah.
Over there on the left, it's the Dark Shadows house.
Oh my
And you
God.
can really
Here's
see
the
it
thing.
from, yeah.
Jeff, my daughter went to Salve Regina University, which that house sits on. Okay.
Yeah.
So
Well,
that house is on the
so yeah.
campus. So we saw it all. I saw it all the time when she
Look at,
went there. And yeah, you
yeah.
just literally go, "Oh my God, there's the house." And then you move on with your day. It's not
The
that. But
Holland Mansion,
it was a
yes.
very popular soap opera and a very different soap opera at the time that we all followed.
Evidently, Jefferson did as well.
Oh my gosh, I was six, I think, when that came out, and it just, it gripped me really hard, and I never let go.
It's
Yeah.
pretty
Yeah.
cool. See that it's pretty cool when you see it because
Girl,
Yeah.
girls, it sounds like you might want to keep Dad away from the Dark Shadows
No.
house in
Here's what
Newport,
it
Rhode Island.
sounds like. It sounds like you need to get Dad the box set of all the Dark Shadows, like my brother John did for me one year.
Oh wow.
Let's
I know
see.
we have you have some of it. Yeah.
Dude, there's a box set.
Oh
My
my
brother
God.
John got it for me, that and the Little Rascals, but the Dark Shadows is to
I
die
just
for.
have the two movies, but I don't have any of the others.
Christmas is
Oh.
coming. Just saying.
I love the House of
All right,
Darkness.
everybody,
The
check
House of
out.
what?
I love the House of Dark Shadows. That's one of my favorite. One of
Yeah,
my.
that's a good one too.
She's a big
Okay,
Carl.
sorry, Bob. We got all TV'd up.
We watch.
I want everyone to check out
Yes.
the band here. It doesn't matter that you're on hiatus. We're going on a little 3-month hiatus ourselves over the
Yeah,
holidays.
we're
So
taking a little time off.
that's where you get to write and maybe do a little recording and do whatever you want to do that isn't playing. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's
But
a good thing.
they're all out there. The content's there on this family band. Everybody,
They
check it
are
out.
Secret Monkey Weekend, and it took us a while to get them on, but the universe was aligned.
Well,
Your music, everybody, Paul,
feel like you.
your music is really great, you guys. You
Yeah,
just
we
got to
like it. Thank
keep
you.
going, keep going.
Thank
And but just your sound is unique, and I loved it, you know. So you just got to get it out there to the masses. That's what you need to work
I lean
on.
on those famous
More
friends
than
of
even
yours.
writing the songs, it's where are we going to go with all of this? And you know, because people can get this music when you put your album out, they can get it for free, you know. So you really need to be thinking hard about all the, and God, when you go on their website, people. Man, everything is there. And I look at that, and we don't have this lineup of Twitter and Spotify. I mean, a huge list of all the
It's a
places that
great
you
guide
guys
you
can
have
be
there.
found. You know, we don't even know about that stuff, you know. And so it's good that you have, Jeff, you have youth around you, and they will support you and push you towards the light.
And they've got you to guide them, and I think that's beautiful. You're
Helping
absolutely
me out with the
lucky, and your
TikTok.
mom is precious. Tell her I said so.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot that you guys would have us on your podcast. It's like you guys are like the blueprint for family bands, and it's like we
Makes me
take a lot
cry.
of inspiration from you guys, and it just, it
Yeah.
means a lot.
Thank you, Lila. Thank you, Ella. Hey, who, you never know.
Poppy.
You never know. Maybe there's a gig out there with all of our names on it. It would be super fun.
Would love
That'd be crazy fun. Last
that.
minutes, the Bacon Brothers and Secret Monkey Weekend. We'll have a family band
Yeah,
night.
we'll do
Okay,
like a
everybody.
trifecta. It's like family
Family
band fest.
night.
Family fest. We'll start a whole new thing, you guys. There isn't out there. Let's be quiet about this. Somebody will take it and do it.
We do try to
Keep
get down to
having
New Orleans
fun.
a couple times every other year. So New Orleans is not too far for us.
Oh, well, I'm here. Well, actually,
There. All
I'm
right.
here for a little bit.
We have the place. All right. Goodbye,
We
everybody.
got
Thank
stuff
you,
to do,
kids.
place to
Thanks,
go,
Jeff.
people to see.
Keep having fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Thank you so much.
Much love, y'all.